Hello, my name is Reed. So, the topic that my podcast is on is fishing. There are different types of fishing. People fish for fun, for food, and for a living. Fishing is a pretty wide subject. People fish with rods and ponds, and they also fish in the sea. There are also different types of rods. I have a fly fishing rod, a bait caster, a deep sea rod, a bow that I could put a fishing rig on, and a normal spinning rod. Fly fishing rods are like any other typical rod in terms of the rod itself. The rod is about 6 to 10 feet, and most of them are collapsible into 3, 4, or 5 pieces. The reel, however, is not the same. It's at the bottom of the pole, unlike most other rods and reels. On other rods, you would cast by releasing line from the reel and then reel it in. But on this one, you pull the line out with your hand and cast. And then, when you catch a fish, you pull the line in with your hand also. The reel is a narrow, small, or large circle that makes a loud cranking noise and has a short, stubby handle to reel with. Fly rods are used for river fishing usually. Commonly used to catch trout or other fish in rivers that are in mountainous areas. The reels have a rating. This rating is for how much the reel can handle and what weight line to put on. The line is special too. The line has three main parts. The first part is the leading. It's basically normal fishing line, and there's a few feet of this. The second part is the fly line. The fly line is a thicker line that is more buoyant and normally yellow. There are about 25 feet or more of this line. The third part is the backing. This is a thick plastic line that indicates the end of the line. There are about 10 or more feet of this backing. The way that you are able to cast is with the weight of the line. There are no weights on the bait. The bait is fake and is made to look like bugs and fish that fish usually go after. The bait isn't weighted apart from the weight of the hook. The bait is called flies or fly. The different types of flies are dry flies, wet flies, streamers, poppers, and saltwater flies. Dry flies are baits that are fished on the surface and are made to imitate emerging insects. Wet flies are used below the surface and are made to imitate aquatic insects. Streamers are larger wet flies that are meant to imitate bait fish or leeches, and they are fished further below the surface. Poppers are scooped-headed flies that are on the surface and are made to switch and confuse the fish, but also imitate a flying insect. I'm going to interview my brother, Gray. Gray, what is your favorite type of fishing?
Well, I like bass fishing because it is more accessible to us here in Raleigh. You can really fish for a bass anywhere in any lake or pond or anything, any fresh body of water. So, yeah, bass fishing would probably be my favorite.
What would be your favorite type of rod?
Well, I like a bait casting rod and reel setup. It's just the easiest way to bass fish. Some techniques require a spinning setup, which is the traditional fishing rod with the reel under it. And for saltwater, for inland saltwater, I like using a spinning setup. And then for deep sea fishing in saltwater, I like using a bait casting heavy setup, which is just for bigger fish.
I'm interviewing you because you started fishing before I did, and you seem to fish quite a bit. Would you consider yourself an avid fisher?
Yes, I tend to try to fish as much as I can. Usually every weekend, sometimes on the weekdays. I am currently the president of the Carlo Gibbons Fishing Club. And we try to do a lot with that. And yeah, the reason I've been fishing longer than you is because I've been alive longer than you.
What is the most difficult rod that you have used?
A fly rod. Fly rods are just difficult because they have such a broad radius that you could get hung up in trees and stuff when you're casting. And the way that you reel in isn't a conventional way. You pretty much have to hand reel it. And you can't really use the real reel.
Okay, that's going to wrap up my interview with Gray. Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
Along with other types of rod, I'd say the most common rod is a spinning rod. And the most commonly used line is just the normal clear fishing line, even though braided fishing line is stronger and more reliable. Now I'm going to move on to my next interview. We're here with a special guest named Colin Patrick. Colin, I'm interviewing about fishing. What is your favorite type of fishing?
Cat fishing. It's the most fun.
And why do you like it?
Because it puts up a good fight.
What do you think is the largest fish that you have caught?
I don't really know. Cause I caught some big fish in my career. So
I see. Yeah. And would you consider yourself a professional fisherman?
Oh yes, yeah, for sure.
So, one of the types of fishing that I had talked about in my podcast is fly fishing. Have you ever been fly fishing?
I have never been fly fishing.
Would you like to go?
I would love to go. It looks really fun, but also really hard.
So, what is your favorite type of bait?
For bass, I use artificial worms. But for catfish, even though I'm allergic, I use shrimp, and those things slay.
When you fish, what types of water do you fish in?
Usually when I'm with just hanging out with my friends and stuff, I usually go in a pond, but like if I go with my dad or something, we usually go in a river, and sometimes I go in a lake, but lakes, yeah, I don't really catch fish.
Do you ever go deep sea fishing?
Never been, but I will.
Do you ever go like, if you go to the beach, do you fish in the sound?
No.
So, you're fortunate enough to live by a pond, and you can go fishing all the time. I was wondering if that pond was, like, stocked or not.
What's stocked?
Stocked is, like, when somebody puts fish eggs in the, somebody puts fish eggs in the pond. So, do you think your pond is stocked or not?
Yeah, I say it's stocked.
Is it a natural pond or is it man-made?
It's natural. Actually,
it's on a golf course, right?
Yeah, but like I feel like it's man-made because like there's like these feeders in the water and there's cement all over.
Okay, it's probably man-made.
Yeah, it's man-made.
So that's going to wrap up the interview with Colin. Thank you for coming.
No problem. Anytime.
So that is my podcast on fishing, and all the music and transition sounds are by anchor.fm.